Hourly Treatment, Introduction to Science and Health by John L. Morgan. All that anyone of us knows and understands about Christian Science comes direct from God. As students of the Word of God, the Bible and Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, are our guides. Mrs. Eddy says of the textbook that it contains the full statement of Christian Science, or the science of healing through mind. For many years, we have heard people say such things as science and health is too difficult and abstract. Give me something simpler and relevant. Or they ask, what is the basis for your attitude that this book has divine authority, spiritual sanctity, and a healing effect? Christian Science teaches that healing is as possible today as it was in Jesus' time. Jesus healed by knowing the divine principle of wholeness, and this knowledge was not something exclusive to Jesus and his immediate followers. When one investigates this barrier that so many people believe is between themselves and the message of science and health, one finds that the book is not seen first as a textbook to be read from beginning to end before being used as a reference book. The Bible is so often treated in a similar piecemeal way. The power of these books lies in their coherently integrated wholeness. It is only from the standpoint of the whole that a detail remains valid and powerful and not self-contradictory and self-destructive. In Christian Science, we refer to the Bible and Science and Health as our twin textbooks. The latter shows us why the former is truly the book of life. When Mrs. Eddy discontinued personal pastors, including herself, in the churches, she ordained the Bible and Science and Health to take their place, calling them your dual and impersonal pastor. From Miscellaneous Writings 322. She said in an article called Science and Philosophy, I foresee and foresay that every advancing epoch of truth will be characterized by a more spiritual apprehension of the Scriptures that will show their marked consonance with the textbook of Christian Science Mind Healing, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. That's Miscellaneous 363. On another occasion, in a letter to a New York newspaper, Mrs. Eddy said, Christian Science presents the demonstrable divine principle and rules of the Bible, hitherto undiscovered in the translations of the Bible and lacking in the creeds. That's from Miscellany 299. In no place in her writings does she indicate that Science and Health supersedes the Bible, supplements, or replaces it. Indeed, its full title, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, clearly states its relationship. If we are seriously interested in any subject, we are prepared to go further than listening to lectures or asking questions about it, and we naturally turn to a textbook in order to make the elements of the subject clear. So what is the Christian Science textbook about? There is no quicker way of getting to the heart of what a book is about than to scan the contents page. This is also the way that one sees the whole picture in one glance. So let us now look at the contents page itself. What can we learn from our first glance at this table of contents? We note that there are 18 chapters and that the last four are headed Key to the Scriptures. There are also 700 pages, so it is a long book. There is first a preface which introduces us to the twin points that dominate the book. The fact that God can be understood aright and that healing power follows from this understanding. This is the end of this introduction. There are introductions to each of the individual chapters which will be discussed later. The end. 2505-2514-04.